2020学年第一学期奉贤区高三学科质量调研英语试卷听力部分现在开始。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about it. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Could you have the dress ready before Friday, madam?
Sorry, I'm afraid we can't. You know, making the traditional Chinese buttons takes time.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? 2. Your new dress looks nice. How much is it?
I've got 3 of them, $300 each. But it's buy 2, get 1 free.
Question. How much does one dress actually cost? 3. I just came from the hospital. The doctor mentioned I'd better take some painkillers.
Have you brought the prescription with you?
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place? 4. I've watered the flower and added some fertilizer. How come it is still not doing well?
Well, why not move it into the house? Maybe that will help.
Question. According to the woman, what may the flower need?
5. I heard you caught a cold. How are you feeling today?
I can't complain. At least I'm out of bed. Question. How is the man today? 6. I'm stuck with my English homework.
Why don't you pick your sister's brains? She's good at English.
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. Don't you sometimes get distracted, studying online the whole day?
Just the opposite. I actually work better at my own pace.
Question. What can we learn about a woman? 8. Do we have all the tables for tonight's dinner?
I'm afraid we are one short, unless somebody is not coming.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. Frank, I can see you simply couldn't give up smoking.
Nonsense. Smoking is the easiest thing in the world to give up. I've done it hundreds of times. Question. What can we learn from this conversation?
10. You've been dealing with the budget report for nearly an hour. Anything wrong?
I keep adding and reading the numbers, but they just don't balance. Question. What is the man doing? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. A question we often ask others is, what do you normally do after school or work? Some common answers are, well, I go to the gym. I just go home and watch TV. I meet my friends for dinner. Or I just go to bed because it's late and I'm tired. Unlike any of these typical responses, I'm proud to say that I love to dance salsa after a long and tiring day of work. Salsa is a kind of dancing that evolved in the mid-1970s in New York. My dancing life began not because I wanted to do it, but because my mother was sick and tired of seeing me running around after school doing nothing. So she enrolled me into a ballet course when I was 6. I fell in love with it instantly and continued with ballet dancing for about 10 years. Then I left my native country of New Zealand to start my career as an English teacher, which eventually brought my dancing life to a stop. It wasn't until I rediscovered salsa in a lovely studio while working in Asia that I renewed my passion for dancing. Since then, I've been trying to attend dancing classes twice a week after work. It's a great way for me to relieve stress and pressure and dance my way towards feeling energetic and happy again. Now listen again, please.
A question we often ask others is, what do you normally do after school or work? Some common answers are, well, I go to the gym. I just go home and watch TV. I meet my friends for dinner. Or I just go to bed because it's late and I'm tired. Unlike any of these typical responses, I'm proud to say that I love to dance salsa after a long and tiring day of work. Salsa is a kind of dancing that evolved in the mid-1970s in New York. My dancing life began not because I wanted to do it, but because my mother was sick and tired of seeing me running around after school doing nothing. So she enrolled me into a ballet course when I was 6. I fell in love with it instantly and continued with ballet dancing for about 10 years. Then I left my native country of New Zealand to start my career as an English teacher, which eventually brought my dancing life to a stop. It wasn't until I rediscovered salsa in a lovely studio while working in Asia that I renewed my passion for dancing. Since then, I have been trying to attend dancing classes twice a week after work. It's a great way for me to relieve stress and pressure and dance my way towards feeling energetic and happy again.
Questions. 11. Why did the speaker's mother enroll her in a ballet course? 12. When did the speaker's dancing life come to a stop? 13. What is the passage mainly about? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. The word advertising refers to any kind of public announcement that brings products and services to the attention of people. Throughout history, advertising has been an effective way to promote the trading and selling of goods. In the Middle Ages, merchants employed tongue criers to read public messages aloud to promote their goods. When printing was invented in the 15th century, pages of advertisements could be printed easily and were either hung in public places or put in books. By the end of the 17th century, when newspapers were beginning to be read by more people, printed materials became an important way to promote products and services. And several companies started businesses for the purpose of making newspaper ads for merchants. Advertising spread quickly throughout the 18th century. Ad writers were starting to pay more attention to the design of the ad text. Everything from clothes to drinks was promoted with clever methods, such as reputation of the firm's name or product, words organized in eye-catching patterns, the use of pretty pictures, and expressions easy to remember. Near the end of the 19th century, companies that were devoted to the production of ads came to be known as advertising agencies. The agencies developed new ways to get people to think of themselves as members of a group. Throughout the 20th century, advertising agencies promoted consumerism as a way of life, spreading the belief that people could be happy only if they bought the right products. Now listen again, please.
The word advertising refers to any kind of public announcement that brings products and services to the attention of people. Throughout history, advertising has been an effective way to promote the trading and the selling of goods. In the Middle Ages, merchants employed town criers to read the public messages aloud to promote their goods. When printing was invented in the 15th century, pages of advertisements could be printed easily and were either hung in public places or put in books. By the end of the 17th century, when newspapers were beginning to be read by more people, printed materials became an important way to promote products and services. And several companies started businesses for the purpose of making newspaper ads for merchants. Advertising spread quickly throughout the 18th century. Ad writers were starting to pay more attention to the design of the ad text. Everything from clothes to drinks was promoted with clever methods, such as repetition of the firm's name or product, words organized in eye-catching patterns, the use of pretty pictures, and expressions easy to remember. Near the end of the 19th century, companies that were devoted to the production of ads came to be known as advertising agencies. The agencies developed new ways to get people to think of themselves as members of a group. Throughout the 20th century, advertising agencies promoted consumerism as a way of life, spreading the belief that people could be happy only if they bought the right products.
Questions. 14. What was advertising like in the Middle Ages? Which characteristic is not mentioned about the 18th century advertising? What does the passage mainly talk about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. May I have a minute of your time?
Sure, Catherine. What can I do for you?
I'm quite anxious about transferring over to your school. I'm afraid I won't fit in.
Don't worry, Catherine. It's completely normal for you to be nervous about transferring schools.
Yes, I know, but I'm younger than most of students in my year, and that worries me a lot.
Well, you may be the only younger one in your year, but you know, we have a lot of after-school activities you can join. And in this way, you will be able to meet new friends of different age groups.
That's nice. I love games and hobby groups.
I'm sure you do. So you will be fine. Don't worry so much and try to make the most of what we have offered here. Also, remember that you can come to me any time of the day if you need help.
Thanks so much. I definitely feel better now. As a matter of fact, I've already contacted one of the girls who would be living in the same dormitory with me, and she seemed really nice. I guess living on campus, I will have a chance to have a closer circle of friends.
All students are very friendly with new arrivals. Let me check who'd live with you. Okay, there are Hannah, Kelly, and Bree. Bree is also a new student here like you. I'm sure you two will have more to share with each other. Now listen again, please.
Good morning, Mr. Lee. May I have a minute of your time?
Sure, Catherine. What can I do for you?
I'm quite anxious about transferring over to your school. I'm afraid I won't fit in.
Don't worry, Catherine. It's completely normal for you to be nervous about transferring schools.
Yes, I know, but I'm younger than most of students in my year, and that worries me a lot.
Well, you may be the only younger one in your year, but you know, we have a lot of after-school activities you can join. And in this way, you will be able to meet new friends of different age groups.
That's nice. I love games and hobby groups.
I'm sure you do. So you will be fine. Don't worry so much and try to make the most of what we have offered here. Also, remember that you can come to me any time of the day if you need help.
Thanks so much. I definitely feel better now. As a matter of fact, I've already contacted one of the girls who'd be living in the same dormitory with me, and she seemed really nice. I guess living on campus, I will have a chance to have a closer circle of friends.
All students are very friendly with new arrivals. Let me check who'd live with you. Okay, there are Hannah, Kelly, and Bree. Bree is also a new student here like you. I'm sure you two will have more to share with each other.
Questions. 17. How does Catherine feel about transferring to a new school? 18. What does Mr. Lee encourage Catherine to do? 19. What does Mr. Lee promise to do for Catherine? 20. What do we know about Catherine's schoolmate Bree?
听力部分到此结束。